This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. Good morning. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. Jeff Tanner, Professor of Marketing and Associate Dean at Baylor's Handkammer School of Business. Recently, Dr. Tanner made an interesting discovery in his research about those psych tests that have been used for decades to analyze salespeople. The salespeople are psyching out the psych tests. Dr. Tanner, tell us more about this research.
Finding good salespeople is probably the most difficult task that companies have. And some research shows that as many as 40% of the salespeople they have are not going to be able to carry out the sales objectives that they have for the coming year. So finding good salespeople is a critical issue for companies. And that's why they turn to psychology tests so that they could identify the people most capable of being salespeople. George Dudley with Behavioral Science Research Press and I conducted research on several thousand salespeople from the United States, Australia, the UK, and New Zealand, and looked at the issue of whether these salespeople are exaggerating their abilities on these tests. And we find, in fact, that at least more so in the U.S. than the other countries, that salespeople are exaggerating when they fill out these tests.
What kinds of answers do they tend to exaggerate on?
The test that we used to measure exaggeration was whether or not they had knowledge, specific knowledge. And some of that knowledge is actually not possible. So if they say that they have it and it doesn't exist, then we know that they've exaggerated. Now, we've correlated this with their estimates of their sales activity. So we know that this is a pretty good predictor of exaggeration in their other areas of sales testing, like how many sales they think they could get from leads or how many calls they could make, how many prospects they would have, and that kind of thing. So in terms of method of testing exaggeration, it's held up pretty well. Whatever the root cause, it does indicate that using tests to determine who are your best salespeople may require more examination to make sure that the tests are valid. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that these tests are going to pick out exaggerators as the best salespeople. It's just that some salespeople are more likely to exaggerate than others. Now, a lot of people think that men are probably bigger exaggerators than women, but the results actually find that there's no difference between men and women in their level of exaggeration on these psych tests. Now, if they exaggerate in other arenas, I don't know. We'll have to do that research another time.
Dr. Jeff Tanner, Professor of Marketing at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.